So once more, coming back to the body, sinking back into our posture. Surrendering our muscles and bones to gravity, feeling this kind of melting quality. Sinking into this posture. And giving ourselves the freedom to totally release any resistance, uptightness in body or mind. Coming into this space here, developing a non-conceptual space for our meditation practice. Training ourselves to become simple, going inwards. And as we let the breath flow very naturally, without intervening or trying to take control, we embrace these conditions right now. Settling into a meaningful motivation, recalling our intention, making this practice meaningful, right from the beginning, to bring the right attitude to this practice. Doing this in a way that is most meaningful for you. Having found this ground on which we can build our meditation, placing our meditation firmly in a meaningful intention. We come to the movement of our breath, continuing our practice. Coming to our object with all our focus and an equanimous state of mind. Applying the antidotes, refreshing our focus as soon as we feel spaced out, releasing excitation or agitation with every out-breath when we get excited or have too many thoughts in the mind, finding a good middle way. A balance between relaxation and being highly aware. Holding the object clearly. firmly replacing your attention with your object of mindfulness after you got distracted. The kind of strong determination, I will not leave this object. I will hold it. I stay present. Releasing tension with every outbreath, sharpening your awareness with every inbreath. If you wish, you can readjust for a moment. Back, reconnecting with your breathing, until I lead you into an analytical meditation where we are going to investigate into the continuity of our own mind. Examining a little bit the ever-flowing nature, the ever-flowing continuity of this mind, this mind stream. So in this session, in this second half, we want to examine the continuity, how each moment of mind leads to the next moment of mind. Like a stream of countless experiences constantly changing, it is like an ever-flowing river of events, not stopping for even 1 second. Examining that from the Buddhist point of view, unlike the body which is born and has to die, the mind is without beginning and without end. You can begin by settling your mind at ease, resting in the mind itself for some time, observing the objects of mind, allowing them to arise, allowing them to flow freely in the mind, and observing their nature, settling the mind in its natural state. For a few moments. Now, as you observe the mental events, being aware that the mind is by nature clear, reflecting phenomena because of its clarity, because the mind is clear, things can appear in the mind. Becoming aware of this inner clarity, this clear nature. Now, letting go of these appearances, I invite you to start to travel back in time. And spend a few minutes examining the moments back to your first conscious moment of today. Trying to get an idea of all the conscious moments that are part of this stream of your awareness. Seeing how one moment led to the next. And check for yourself empirically whether these mental events are connected, part of the same stream of consciousness, the same river of awareness. Going back slowly until you arrive at the first conscious recollection of this morning. And then if you have a recollection of moments during your sleep last night, maybe in your dreams, recall those. Then slowly continue going backwards, tracing your experiences from yesterday, your activities right before you went to sleep, the moments during your day. Again, checking if these experiences are part of the same stream of consciousness. The same river of mental events. Without trying to relive these experiences, simply becoming aware of the consciousness we had in these moments. Simply checking thoroughly. slowly continuing to move further backwards, bringing to mind events that happened earlier in this course, until the check-in day. Time before that, earlier this month. So slowly expanding your horizon, choosing whatever mental moments come to your mind. Whatever first comes to mind is individual moments of consciousness. Without looking for some specific things, take whatever arises all the way back slowly to the beginning of this year. As we go even further back, we choose even fewer moments. Going back in your life to your early adulthood, your adolescence, your years as a teenager, your very childhood years. Whatever experience comes to mind first, recollecting this. And see if you can remember experiences from the period in your life when you were about 7 or 8 years old. So even though things are very different now, we have a different personality and of course look very different. Can you see how it is still the same stream of awareness, the same river of consciousness that we have now as we had back then? Check for yourself. very carefully. Now going back even further, as far back as you can. Bring to mind experiences from your earliest childhood and see if you can eventually arrive at your very first conscious recollection. Trying to stay relaxed with an open mind, not pushing yourself, but just letting arise whatever naturally comes up. Then when we eventually arrive there at this first recollection, we can ask ourselves, because this is the first thing I can recall in my life, does that mean that there were no moments prior to that? That there was nothing before that? Without a doubt, our parents can tell that, of course, there were moments before this. As we came out of the womb at birth, and we developed until we had this first recollection, there were many moments of consciousness. We may not recall them ourselves, but for sure others can confirm them. But what about prior to birth, in the womb? Was there a stream of consciousness there? Going back to conception in the womb, the moment when the physical elements of this body were coming together, and this body began to exist. Was there consciousness there? Or even prior to that, was there consciousness before that? In our analysis, we found that there is always something preceding throughout this life, back to our first moment of consciousness, that we recall. So empirically investigate your thoughts. Was there something before that? Did the stream of consciousness exist before this? or was there nothing? Did this consciousness came into existence out of nothing? Just like that? Without any preceding moment? Now release all appearances and gently come back to observe your mind at the present, allowing thoughts to flow freely, seeing how one moment of mind leads to the next. Then very briefly you can project this into the future. You can think about the moment when you will leave this meditation hall, standing in line for dinner, having dinner, going forward through this remaining day. Not that we know what's going to happen, but we can make the assumption that there will definitely be conscious moments that will follow. In the day tomorrow, the weeks and months and years to come, try to go all the way. And then, since death is inevitable, go forward to this experience, the mental moments that will lead up to your own death, the death experience itself. At this moment, does the stream of consciousness cease to exist? Finish? Does it end at death, going into nothingness, just like that? Does it transform into something different? Something else? Or does it continue on, encountering new experiences? For the remaining time, just come back to the present moment right now. And for one more minute, continue to observe the mental events, one after the other, continuing on without break. Then dedicating your positive potential of this session in your very own way, in a way that is meaningful for you. Taking your time to finish this session here.